I was listening to Fox News driving in because, you know, it's what I do. It means it's time to be here.
Yeah.
And I think they've got another. This whole Petraeus thing is really getting very, very unusual.
Okay? Yes.
All right. So now we've got a situation where, and this story again just broke on Fox this morning. The Pentagon says the top American commander in Afghanistan, John Allen, is under investigation for alleged inappropriate email communications.
Oh, Lord, I haven't heard this.
And a senior defense official says there is a distinct possibility the matter is connected with the FBI investigation that led to the resignation of David Petraeus.
In what way, do we know?
Well, again, this story is 8 minutes old, okay? So we are fresh on it, and I guess we're going to find out. Let's see. Fox News confirmed Sunday that the investigation that led to Petraeus' resignation started when, what's her name, Jill Kelly, alerted the FBI about harassing emails which appeared to be attempt to blackmail Petraeus, sources said. Widely reported that Ms. Broadwell was behind the emails, but early indications suggest that might not have come from her.
Really?
Yes. So now we're going back in. Let me see if I can find, because again, I'm just reading this off the website.
What a mess. It's like a movie.
Well, it is. You know, it's almost like it's not real, you know, and that's good.
You said it yesterday. This reeks of diapers in a road trip from Houston to Florida.
Yeah, it does. The defense official confirmed the investigation was due to the allegations of inappropriate emails between, are you ready? General Allen and Jill Kelly.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so here we go. We got another little whirlwind going over here.
Interestinger now, and interestinger.
Jill Kelly went to the FBI and said, I got this harassing email from this lady who's apparently having an affair, Paula Broadwell, with General Petraeus. Well, now we find out that Jill Kelly, and if I recall correctly from hearing the Fox News, they said tens of thousands of emails between General Allen and Jill Kelly.
Oh, my.
The question is, who do you trust? Like, who's lying and who's, you know what I mean? Like,
there's a lot of balls in the air right now,
yeah,
aren't there?
There are.
Man.
Oh, my.
And what is retaliatory? You know, what is actually legitimate?
Yep. So there you go. Jill Kelly out there in a couple of fronts. And she had been described as a close friend of the Petraeus family. And she had gone to report Paula Broadwell to the FBI because she was concerned about security of the United States.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's a bunch of garbage right there, okay? I mean, that is all there is to it. Oh, what, terrorists would find out and they would blackmail Petraeus? The White House knew! I mean, what?
Everybody knew.
Yeah.
It sounded like that was one of the most open
secrets there was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but now, and again, we'll watch that story this morning, and I'm telling you, this story happened about 15 minutes ago. Fox touching on it, but they've got a more expanded story. So Miss Kelly may be more to her than we thought. Let's see. Rats leaving the ship. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. The Washington Post reports there'll be a major shuffle in President Obama's second term. Now they are apparently considering John Kerry for defense secretary.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, do you think Robert Gates is going? Go ahead.
My thought is, or what my mom ends up saying, because it just sounds like our whole country is just trying to implode. But there's a whole bunch of people with a lot of money. Don't they, out of their own selfish ambition, have kind of a reason to try to fix things and make it stop being just messed up?
I don't know. I want to take it farther than that, really. How about our legislators? How about our members of the House of Representatives in the United States Senate? I mean,
surely no one is trying to make our country just totally fail.
And it would seem like at some point the members of Congress would go, whoa, wait a minute, $250,000 in debt per person? That's not a good thing.
No.
I mean, don't they want to stop that? I mean, you can talk about Obama all you want, but I believe there's a – I believe the legislative branch has some responsibility here, too, and, as you say, the executive branch.
Once the electorate can vote themselves a pay raise – what was it, Jefferson that said that?
Right, yeah.
Once we realize we can vote ourselves money, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, and that is what they do. So, anyway, it's supposed to be John Kerry now who's going to be defense secretary, and the replacement for Hillary Clinton will be Susan Rice. Remember her? She's the one who came on the Sunday morning shows and lied. Remember her?
Oh.
Yeah. She'll be the new Secretary of State. I mean, again.
Well, apparently nobody cares when people lie. There have been a whole lot of people that have lied, and it's gone public, and nobody cares. And they're still in power.
William Jefferson Clinton.
Yeah. You consider, if you will, the people who have held this office in the past. Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State. And I believe that Susan Rice is pretty much a lightweight by comparison. And John Kerry is just, he's got great hair.
Captain Swiftboat?
Yeah, got great hair. Oh, you know, we do need to bring up one more time Jill Kelly, because now this might make some sense. Now this might make some sense. I was reading this morning how Jill Kelly, who is an unpaid social liaison at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, okay? And again, all we knew before this Fox story broke is that she was a friend of the Petraeus family. But apparently yesterday, she hired Abe Lowell, who is a super attorney in Washington.
Yeah, he's like a fixer.
Yep, and a lady named Judy Smith, who is a crisis manager. Now, this is basically, to give you an idea, Smith's past clients have included Kobe Bryant and Monica Lewinsky.
Oh.
And Hal has represented Bill Clinton and John Edwards. So she lawyered up with those with him and the crisis manager yesterday, apparently knowing that Fox was going to come out with this story this morning that linked her to General John Allen, who is, again, the top American commander in Afghanistan.
Where's Woodward and Bernstein?
I know. Really?
This is getting freaky.
Yeah, it really kind of is. And so that may be why Jill Kelly decided to take care of that little action and go from there. All right, let's see if there's anything else. My gosh, is there anything that can make you feel good? Probably not.
Chocolate is healthy for you.
Chocolate is healthy for you.
It's got lots of antioxidants, especially dark chocolate.
Yeah, I do have a story later on this morning about what some U.S. Americans are going to do because of all this foolishness that we're discussing.
Move to someplace else?
Secede. Yeah.
That sounds like a good choice.
You hit it on the head. There are states that are looking to secede. We'll give the list of them.
Oh, my.
A little bit later on. Jenna McGregor of the Washington Post thinks that there's still a big story here. And, you know, what's interesting is four people, including a U.S. ambassador, are killed. Okay? They're killed in Libya, and it takes the sex scandal to get people to start talking.
Well, I showed you that political cartoon with the lady that camped outside of Bush's estate outside of Waco.
Right.
She got all kinds of press.
Sure.
The father of one of those guys says one thing and is completely ignored.
Yes. So what we've got to do is we've got to have the razzle dazzle to it. And now that we've got that, then it's okay. People can start paying attention when in fact they should have before. But anyhow, I'm sure Fox will have more in about 15 minutes on that story about Miss Kelly.